You're listening to episode 123 of the Time Hackers podcast, and today, as we continue our productive routine series, we're going to learn how to fight procrastination. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Time Hackers podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey guys, me again, and today I talk again about procrastination, and the reason that I spend so many episodes talking about it is because it's a plague. It's a freaking plague. Everyone has it, even me. We all procrastinate, and I want us to procrastinate less. Now, let's just for one second finish this rant of mine about procrastination, and let's think about how you start your day at work. Now, you know how we have routines in our working space, like we're coming to work, sitting in our chair, checking Facebook, checking our emails, making us a cup of coffee, and before we know it, times go by and we linger and procrastinate instead of just racing through the things that we want to accomplish and doing bam, 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 checking them off the to-do list. Now, I have a routine for you that is going to make you 10 times more productive during your working hours, and it will make you fall in love with your working space. Wouldn't you love to love your working space? I know I would. So here we go. Now, step number one, and we have only two steps in this routine. Step number one is to switch your working place or area, or switch the stuff at your working area, like changing things on your table, putting your screen on a different side, whatever it is, just switch things up. Switch from regular computer to a laptop or a tablet or anything of that sort. Make sure that every day you have a new setup, and the change doesn't have to be drastic. You don't have to switch rooms. If you can, sometimes it's nice, but it's not a must by any means. Just make sure that every day you have something different in your working area. Now, the second step of this routine is to do the switch daily. Daily change something in your working area. Make it new. Make it different. Make it something that you didn't have previously. Make yourself delighted with your new setup. Now, I know that this might sound weird because we're constantly preached that the best thing for our productivity is to have a preset space of work. And I myself just talked about it in one of our previous episodes about how important it is to have a place for work and a place for leisure. But I never said that you need to have only one setup for work or only one place that is your work setup. Think of it this way. When you're a tourist, a place is 1,000 times more interesting than when you actually live in the city, because you know that you have a limited time there, so you try to see everything and get the most of it and get the feeling of the place. This works the exact same way. You know that tomorrow your setup will be different, even if it's just a little bit of a different angle to your screen. And because it will be different, it will be exciting and more exciting than today. So you never fall into the rabbit hole of routine, because the routine, that morning routine of coming and pouring yourself coffee and checking your emails and blah, 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 this is what you don't have time for. So your routine is to not have a routine for your working space. And this works wonders. People that started switching up their working area every day have seen an amazing increase in their productivity. It's like when you switch your working area, it's like you're constantly in a new place. Now think about the first time that you went to Starbucks to work on your laptop. Do you remember how much you got done that day? I promise you that if you go to Starbucks today, you won't get as much done, because it's not as exciting, as new, as it used to be at the very first time that you did this. When you switch your working area all the time, you keep on the interest. You keep on feeling that you're in a new place, in a new environment, and you need to prove yourself, and you're excited to take advantage of this new setup. For those of you who are wondering on how to combine this routine with the breaks routine that we discussed in our previous episode, just make sure that your working places and your relaxation places are not the same places. Even if you go out to work in the park, sometimes when you go there for a break, leave all your tech stuff behind. And yes, that includes your cell phone and your Apple Watch. Thank you very much. So guys, this is everything for today. I challenge you to try this out, even for just one day. One day is not that bad, right? Just switch up your working setup. If you work from home, this is super easy for you. If you work from an office building or, you know, just a regular setup, this might be a bit harder, but get creative. Move stuff around. Switch the place of your computer or of your screen or of your chair. Anything that makes it a bit different than the day before. This is everything for today, guys. I will see you in our next episode. Until then, keep calm and hack time.